Love Talk Radio.
We're going to sing about the faithfulness of God. Are you ready to sing with us? We're going to sing about His faithfulness. It's such a faithful God.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our heads in worship as we praise Your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our heads in worship as we bless Your holy name.
You deserve the glory
and the honor. Your name is Yahweh. You're a miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You're a miracle working God. Your name. You want to declare it. Your name, your name, your name is
Yahweh.
Your name is Yahweh. Somebody bless him. Bless him in this place. Your name is Yahweh. Miracle working God. Your name is. Oh Lord my God, when I in ocean wonder, consider all the works thy hands have made, and I see the star, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power to the universe display. Help me then sing. Then sing.
My soul.
My Savior. You walked upon the sea, you raised the dead. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you, deep must tremble at your presence. Hey. What a mighty God we serve. He's a great and awesome God. And glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything written about you. For you are the reason why I lift my hand. And why I lift my voice. And why I sing to you. Father, you are the reason I'm alive today. And I am here to say, it's all because of you. Hey, and you are the reason, you are the reason why I lift my voice.
Somebody,
why I sing to you. Father, I sing to you. And you are the reason.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Praise God. We can come in the name of Jesus. And we can come together in the name of Jesus. Bless you, Brother Andrew, being here, and everybody by phone, Skype, or Facebook. We pray. I don't know, Brother, if you know that Sis Jeanette is sick, not feeling well, having a cough, and she's not able to sing. So she's resting and we're praying that she's healing with all the rest of her family, or baby Luke and Shannon and all her family members. This bug or whatever tried to come toward them, we've been praying for her. But she ain't made it back yet, so it's going to be me tonight. And Sis Connie, I hope the best. I don't know where she's at or anything, but we pray for her too. But we're here. And as the Word of God says, as two or three gathered together in my name, there I am. So the Lord is here. Praise God. He's here with us anyway by his Holy Spirit. And it continues, everything that's going on, even, you know, by the State of the Union Address and what this so-called leader stands for. It's terrible. And everything else going on in this nation. And as it gets closer, the first thing to watch is Ramadan's coming up. This is when the people of the false religion go crazy. Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, it's been a little bit here. We had it there for a while in this area, cleared out. And then this week there was like a stomach virus going around, but me and my wife, praise God, didn't get it. We've been doing a little bit of change in our life, helping us. We got what they call peddlers, you know, those portable, like a bicycle. This has the part where you pedal. And we've been doing that daily. And we've been taking something from that Chuck Norris got together with people to put together a real good revitalizing help. Oh, there's Sis Connie. Amen. Bless you, sis. And it's called Morning Kick. And it's, it's been good. I mean, we've had energy, felt better. It's done a lot of good things, and we're grateful. So we've been doing that regularly. And, it's been good to do that together and support one another to get, in better shape, or at least, try to work out what we can and able, and especially help my wife, Sis Brenda, and keep her motivated. Yeah, shalom. Shalom there, Sis Connie. Bless you, sis. Good to see you. And welcome to the Lord's Hour. But other than that, of course, everything else is still going on. Everything in the world, I mean, troops are moving, threatening war, threatening nuclear weapons. It's the same thing going on. There, people are seeing many weird things out there. They're seeing weird creatures. They're getting more emboldened, these, demonic boons. Yeah. Yeah, it is, brother. It really is. Do some kind of exercise. It's good to move around. It's good to get outside and enjoy. And we had, last couple of days, we had some great rain. Here. It's really good. First thunder and lightning and rain we've had in a while, but it's been good. I mean, we had hardly any winter. Right now, we had a little, as the rain came through, the front came through, and it's down to 45, but that's nothing like near freezing at all. So it's okay. And it's only going to be here a couple of days. But anyway, it rained good, and we're very grateful. And like I said, now the cool air has come in. But it's been good. We're just continuing, trying to serve at the church. We got a busy month. We'll be doing a event for St. Patrick's time here. We'll be doing an event for the Resurrection Sunday coming up. They do for the kids out in the park, about the egg thing. But we're going to have a early morning. We're going to have a sunrise service. And we did that with the church last year, and it was amazing. And we were just praying, inviting other churches. We should do this together and be in unity of showing the church, the true church of Christ, and that we rejoice and are excited that we celebrate like when he arose early in the morning. Hallelujah. But we'll be doing that and having our family time. That's one of the family times we have around here is Resurrection Sunday or Easter, and the kids come and they hunt eggs and have family time and stuff, and that's what it's all about. But anyway, praise God for that. But, keep doing that. But, of course, the other side of that is to get ready to go into the all the prophetic things, especially about this eclipse and how the people are talking about coming. Never seen so many people so interested in an eclipse, but it's definitely showing that it's an X across the country. It's showing the with the third eclipse we've had, it's like Aleph. It looks like the letter Aleph over the whole country, which means all power and authority, and God owns everything. He owns it all. I was seeing a video, and the guy explaining about giving and tithe and showing that, this is all God. I mean, he created it. He owns it. Everybody thinks, they own it, but really it's the Lord's, and he just lends it to us. And we're not going to need it when we, when we go home to heaven. So very grateful that our Lord watches over and protects us and everything. And like I said, I know I told Brother Andrew, Sis Connie, but be praying for Sis Jeanette. She's not feeling well. She can't sing. She's getting better, she told me, and remember, she wasn't able to sing. So we'll let her rest and get renewed and pray for her and baby Luke and them get healed in the name of Jesus, because he is our Savior, he is our deliverer, and he is our healer. And we need him very much, and that we pray and put her family and her in his hands, the best loving hands there is. Amen, sis. Yeah, just keep praying. We have so much to be praying about. It is a shame to see the direction a lot of this country has gone, and how they've almost rejected the voice of God. That's not a good place to be. That is the blasphemy. Older pastor, been around for years, said the definition of the unpardonable sin is when the Holy Spirit comes to you and shares Jesus and you reject him. And that goes back to the scripture that talks about what kind of punishment will people face if what they did here on earth, and they were punished back there in the wilderness, you know, the Israelites, how much more when it comes from heaven? And it talks about trampling under the blood of Jesus and insulting the Spirit of grace, the Holy Spirit. So that was very sobering indeed. But praise God, we didn't reject him when it was the right place. You know, there's times, I'm sure, and many of us have many chances, I think, but there is a time in God's, everything that God does, it is, you know, life or death decision. That there's somewhere you start weighing your life, or you start looking at your life and say, there's got to be something better. Oh, what's going on? There's got to be something better than this. This is not, this can't be it. Because God put the thought of eternity in all of us. And the other part of it is, God made us incomplete in the sense the only one who completes you is Christ. That you have a void, as the Word of God in Ecclesiastes said, there's a void. And there's nothing that will satisfy your inner person but Jesus. Without him, you'll never be fulfilled. You'll never truly have what hope and love really is. Because everything in this world's temporal. And you need the eternal. And you need the kind of love that God gives, everlasting, unconditional. I mean, everything of God is wonderful and true. And that's what people need to know about. And God have mercy if anybody rejects the Holy Spirit telling them about their Savior. That takes some pretty arrogant stuff. And that's the one that God really frowns on, is people being arrogant and prideful and self-righteous. That's a big one. And that's all wrapped up in man's religion, thinking that they have the way and they are the answer. And they got to put their 2 cents in. No. No. Learn more and more. It's all about Christ, who he is and what he's done. Amen. Well, glory to God. Let's see what else is going on. Well, there's much going on. It's hard to keep up with all of it, but it just keeps pointing to everything. Okay, the big one, I guess the other side is that, thank you, Lord, is, you know, remember that the Lord told me about Israel and the prophetic clock. He told us that Israel is his prophetic clock. Well, Israel's given an ultimatum to everybody who's trying to make a peace deal or something. I know with Hamas, but the other one is Hezbollah. And they said if something don't happen by the 15th, they're going to rectify it. And I believe that in that, if they're sort of putting that out there so that the others will move and they'll attack, I mean, they'll hit them or they will go. I mean, Israel don't mess around. I mean, they'll hit Syria. They'll hit Lebanon. And the funny thing today, I thought about it, but we was watching a little bit of, they have a series from the video game Halo, and my son played it, so I wanted to check it out. It's sci-fi type stuff, and I wasn't, you know, fantastic and all, but it was sort of weird. But anyway, there was a number in there. And the number was on one of the head guy that's the master. It's sort of like, you know, they're like Navy SEALs, but his number was 117. 117. And he kept seeing that number or something in there. You know, the numbers would come up on the digital readings. And they had all kind of technology, brothers and sisters, I believe they already have. And what they were doing, you know, you name it, gene stuff, clones, you name it. They had it, and you're going, yeah, well, that kind of demonic technology is here because they want to alter people. They want to steal, kill, and destroy people. Very clear. But anyway, I saw it there. And then I was listening to another brother talking about, oh, yeah, it's a snapper. Yeah, red snapper, right, brother? Is it a red snapper? I know in the days I could eat fish, that was really a good fish to eat was red snapper. Yeah, that is good. But anyway, another came up, 117, and he starts sharing, and it was talking about that is the scripture that talks about Damascus was become a ruinous heap. And God was showing me and Sister Brenda that number a lot yesterday. So is he saying that's getting ready to happen? Well, I know when those kind of things start happening, brother, sister, we're flying away. Because God is starting to deal, going to be start dealing with Israel. And of course, you have the other thing about, you know, debate about the red heifers and all, but they're talking about sacrificing a red heifer somewhere. Yeah, I know, brother. I know. It was, like I said, I got disinterested. I liked the, you know, like the technology and sort of the war part, but because it looked like they were fighting demons. And they were calling the men demons. The other monster thing, they were calling them demons. And I'm sitting there, well, these guys look like demons, and these guys are fighting demons. But anyway, I just want to check out what the kind of game my son played. Anyway. Praise the Lord. Anyway, but that 117 is talking about Isaiah. I'll take that back. I think it's Isaiah, not 117. It's Isaiah 17:1. That's what it is. So that's probably, I probably got that wrong anyway. Maybe I need to look up what 117 is, but it means something. It was, I did get it all, but they was talking about something about 117. So we'll put that in God's hands. All right. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer and get started tonight. Father, thank you and praise you this night. We thank you for your love, mercy, and grace. We thank you for your truth. We thank you for all that you reveal to us in such a time as this, Lord. And most of it is how we are to pray and to be a light and a witness to others. And, Lord, that people can really see who Jesus really is. That, Lord, what motivates us to care for them, even if we don't know them, or, Lord, ones that are hurting because of you. Because of your spirit, because your love within us. And I know, Lord, that moves some people to say, hey, there's something real about these people. But you make us who we are, Lord. Father, we do pray for Sis Jeanette. We miss her. We pray for her and baby Luke and Shannon. We pray for healing and renew and clear her lungs out, Lord, and be able to breathe and be able to sing as you've called her. Oh, yes, the other thing she told me about is kidney stones. I pray you dissolve those, Lord. I pray you dissolve those or make them where she's able to pass them. Father, that you would intervene because you're able. And we thank you for your love, Lord. We thank you for your mercy and grace. And we pray for protection from the enemy, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus and by the power of your shed blood over the Lord's hour, over the phones and computers and everything, Lord, that we get this message out. And, Lord, help the brothers and sisters stay in the chat room and on by phone. And you make a way, Lord, because you can and you want us to hear the message you're giving us. And, Lord, we give you all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, glory to God. I usually get scripture for the song, but I have to do it all, so I'm just moving on. The words in the songs are powerful enough. They really are of who Christ is and what he has done. And you really will hear like the second song tonight, that's, man, in Christ alone, that's the truth. in Christ alone. But let's worship and praise our God tonight, because he is the great I am. Amen. He is the great I am. Praise his name forever. Hallelujah. Worship. Praise his name. He's worthy. Want to be close to your side. So heaven is real, death is a lie. I want to hear voices of angels above, singing as one, hallelujah. Holy, holy, God Almighty, the great I am, who is worthy, none beside thee. God Almighty, the great I am. Amen. Want to be near to your heart, loving the world, hating the dark. I want to see dry bones living again, singing as one, hallelujah. Holy, holy, God Almighty, the great I am. Amen. Who is worthy? None besides thee. God Almighty, the great I am. Hallelujah. The great I am. The great I am. Hallelujah. The great I am. Hallelujah. The mountain shake before you. The demons run and flee at the mention of the name King of Majesty. There is no power in hell or any who can stand before the power and the presence of the great I am. The great I am. The great I am.
Great.
the great I am, who is worthy, none besides thee, God Almighty, great I am, the great I am, the great I am, great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Worthy of all praise and glory. Praise his holy name. One verse in there, one statement you need to hear clearly and understand as we sing that song, The Great I Am. No power in hell or no one can stand in the presence of the great I Am, God Almighty. In the next song, the same thing. No power in hell. Hallelujah. Victory in Jesus. He is victorious over the most powerful thing that could be over us. We had nothing to do about. But God is greater. God is more powerful. Most of all, he defeats the enemy by his love. His love is his greatest power. Oh, yes, righteousness and truth. It's all of who he is, his nature and character. But love conquers all. Love covers a multitude of sins. His love has overcome our fall. Praise the name of the Lord. And his love was poured out through his son, Jesus. Oh, that the Lord gave his life, became the perfect sacrifice. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of who? All of us, the world. Talking about people, not the globe, not creation, except us, his created children. God made a way that nobody has to face death, hell, and the grave. And I'm talking about the final one, the second death. Oh, the Lord's made a way. Hear the words of these songs, especially this one, that is so much truth. Even the title, In Christ Alone, My Hope Is Found. Because there's nowhere else your hope will be found but in Christ alone, who he is and all that he has done. Praise his name forever. Glory to God. Worship him. He's worthy. Glory to God, Lord. Praise your name. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. No way. Nobody but you, Lord. Only way we come to the Father is through you. Oh, you've made us who we are. Right standing with God. Hallelujah. Redeemed. Reconciled. Praise your name, Lord. Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love to be when fears are stilled, when striving see. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God and helpless faith, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Still on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. Amen. Glory to God. May Thank you, Jesus. Praise his name forever. He is worthy. Glory to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Oh, glory to you, Lord. Our glorious King is coming. Thank you, Jesus. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, in bursting forth in glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again, amen. And as he stands in victory, sin curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his, and he is mine, brought by the precious blood of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, you've made a way, Lord. Praise your name. We're at peace, content, and filled. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your presence, oh, Lord. Praise you. We have hope. We have life. We have your love. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I stand. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, we do, brothers, sisters. We do. Stand in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. You know, brothers and sisters, sometimes words lift off the pages of God's word. Other places is things that the Holy Spirit has shown somebody else to share. This has shown clearly of who Christ is and what he did. And he's the only one that did. Only one this can happen is through him. As the word of God says in this this verse, in Christ alone who took on flesh, fullness of God and helpless babe, the gift of love and righteousness. That's what he was bringing. He was scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, when he gave his life, became the sacrifice, the wrath of God was satisfied. That's why you'll never face God's wrath. You'll never face God's judgment. It was taken care of at the cross. All who believe in Christ Jesus and born again by the Spirit. Because how was the wrath of God satisfied? For every sin on him was laid. Everyone, brothers and sisters, mine, yours, and everybody, past, present, and future. Remember, when Christ died, everything of us was future. The Lord covers it all. He's greater than man. He's greater in the ways and the ideas of men. He covers it all because he knew it had to be that way to be accepted by the Father. To come before the Father, you have to be like the Son. You look at the scriptures and see what we're identified with. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Yet I live, not my old self, not I, but Christ in me. We identify and we believe it by faith. Here in the death of Christ I live. Him dying on the cross and pouring out his life and blood to take care of the thing that would take us to death forever. Remember, the wages of sin is death. Not just physical. No, no, no. That's where people law, they miss a lot. Because there's a lot of things about spiritual and eternal. God told them that at the start. He told Adam and Eve, if you are disobedient and you eat of that tree of good and evil, you'll be dead forever. But God and his love of his Son. Adam and Eve, you know, like the rest, we make mistakes. But God had will and purpose and plan. He said, I'll send my Son. He'll take care of this. He won't fail. Oh, praise God, he didn't. Because there was no other way but only Christ. And he made it. So I thought that was powerful about that, where the wrath of God is satisfied. So that ends anything about you facing any of God's wrath and judgment. Anything from the seals to the trumpets to the bowls. That's all for people who reject Christ. And they have to get their real trial like this world's never seen. Because, again, like it was in Jesus' day when they didn't recognize the visitation of God himself, the Messiah, the whole world will get the response of like what happened to Jerusalem and the temple. Now it's going to be worldwide. And the biggest, of course, is rejecting the kind of love that God gives us. Thank God for our Savior. Thank God we believed him. We pray that others we love and family and friends, they would know him and love him like we do, that he'll reveal himself to them before it's truly too late, because we're getting close to the place where he's coming. It's getting exciting, really, really is. Praise his name. So, as the Lord put this upon Sis Jeanette's heart and shared it with us, we're going to keep singing, Even So Come, Lord Jesus. Hear our heart, hear our prayer. As you heard the cries of the Israelites in Egypt, hear the cries of your church and bride. Come, Lord Jesus. We thank you and praise you. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Let's sing it, brothers and sisters. Proclaim it. Even so come. Oh, praise his name forever. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! He's coming. He's going to take us home. Our real home. Heaven. All of creation, all of the earth, make straight a highway, a path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Yes, you are, Lord. Hallelujah. Call back the sinner, wake up the saint, let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. Hallelujah. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, Even So Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Even though come, Lord Jesus come. Amen. Hallelujah. There will be justice. All will be new. Your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. Hallelujah. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for a king, we see the Lord Jesus come. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus come. What do we do? So we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. So we wait for you. Amen. Hallelujah. God, we wait, you're coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, will be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for a king, we sing. Like a bride waiting for her groom, will be a church to be ready for you. Every heart longing for a king, we sing. Even so come, Lord Jesus come. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus come. Even so come, Lord Jesus come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen.
Amen.
You know, brothers and sisters, I want to let you know we've been praying for him, but, excuse me, Brother Al Henley, he'll be laying his beloved wife to rest. Of course, she's in the presence of the Lord. But be praying for the Henley family. Pray for Brother Al and the Wallace family as they come together for memorial tomorrow. You know, they had an interesting thing that Sis Shunshine wanted. She wanted trees planted. So there's going to be a place that's in her memory of trees that she loved to be planted. And we set one up for her, but we'll miss her. She was a joy. Me and Sis Brenda had the privilege, since they live here in the state, that we went to meet them. Here at the Lord's Isle, we tried to go, you know, to the ones that were not so far away. And then I met some, like Minister Paul. He drove out this way from California. I met him, but here at the Lord's Isle, I met Brother Elby and his family, and we met Sis Crystal, and I hope the best for her. I haven't seen or heard of her in a lot. And then we went down to, and then there was another young lady in Houston area, and then Brother Al and Sis Sunshine. And it was a privilege to meet them. And it's a joy, and I need to call and stay in touch and see how my brother's doing. But y'all remember them in prayer tomorrow. They'll be doing a memorial service. We thank God for them, and you know they went through Harvey, and God watched over them. It was it was amazing, the miracle of the water stayed off their place. It was around them, but it wouldn't come in. and they even have opportunity to minister. And people are, how can this happen? You got some kind of pumps or something? And Brother Al and Sis Sunshine, no. It was our Lord. It was our Lord Jesus. He made a way. And he had a testimony for the people in the neighborhood. Well, anyway, praise God. Let's remember them. All right? Thank you. Praise God. Now, getting to the message of understanding of what we deal with and what we go through, because, yes, we are right in God's eyes and right standing with God through our Savior, Jesus Christ, by faith. But we're still in this flesh, so we still have the battle. We have the battle of trials and tests and temptations and even the old flesh and sin. Now, there's good news, because according to Ephesians 4:30 of God's word, it's going to come to pass. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit, and that the final consequences of this flesh in sin will be taken care of when we're changed in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, and this corruptible will put in uncorruptible, hallelujah. You'll be resurrected and glorified, and you won't deal with this no more. It will be complete. It is called the day of redemption. Until then, praise God, we have the mind of Christ, and we have the Holy Spirit. So the message tonight is the mind of the flesh or the mind of Christ. Amen? The mind of the flesh or the mind of Christ. Which one should we have? Which one should we be focused on? I know lately the Lord has been pointing, be looking at heavenly things. Don't get caught up in this world. Even the world of all the sports and entertainment. But the other thing is, don't get caught up in all the religious stuff, or don't get caught up in all the government stuff. Your citizenship is in heaven. The answer is Jesus, not politicians. No, the answer is Jesus. Don't get caught up to be trusting man, but trust the Lord. So let us be heavenly minded. By the grace of God and the Holy Spirit helping us, that's for sure. Because the old enemy, he brings all kinds of stuff toward us, don't he? All right. Let's get into the word. Get into the message. And, of course, part of that's the word, of course, right? Shalom, brothers and sisters in Christ. Grace, mercy, hope, and love from God, our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, the Savior and Messiah, and the Holy Spirit who gives us the mind of Christ. Amen? Isn't that amazing in that first statement what God gives us? Grace, mercy, love, Holy Spirit. There's grace. Isn't that amazing? We have that. And we as believers know that. We know it's true because he's told us in his word, led by the Holy Spirit, is revealed. Oh, and pray that anybody that doesn't know that, they know what kind of loving God we have. He'll never leave you or forsake you. He won't abandon you. He watches over you, protects you. He encamps around us. In Psalm 34, the angel, capital A, encamps around us, or he's around us. And, of course, that's by the Holy Spirit. As we know, and Sis Jeanette always points out, greater is he in us, and he's in the world. The evil one is what the word says. A lot of places say he, but it is talking about the little g of this world, the devil. But God is greater, and he lives in you. Praise God, he lives in me. Brothers and sisters, we deal with this question every day we live. We deal with this question every day we live, what I say there. The title of the message. By the things we see or hear, by the choices we make, by the thoughts we have in our mind. As believers, part of our growing in Christ is letting the Holy Spirit renew our mind. Daily, we all have thoughts come to us that are not godly. There's a brother on here and a pastor, when he has people, trying to push that, oh, you've got to confess all your sins and you've got to remember everything and tell everything that you've done every day. No. You know how many average thoughts you have daily? 70,000. There's no way you can keep up with them all. And no, they're all not going to, with, you know, the world we live in, this flesh, you're not all going to be lined up perfectly with Christ. But there's something, there's a way to deal with it, and we'll read it right here. Yes, we have an enemy out there, and the main battle is the mind. To start this lesson on what kind of mind we are to have, let's look at this point. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Listen to what it says, how this has happened. I mean, how this happens. We are destroying sophisticated arguments and every exalted and proud thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God. That means all the false religions. It means all the false gospels. It means all the false half-lying words, all the ideas and ways of men, all the doctrines of demons. And what are we supposed to be doing? And we are taking every thought and purpose captive to the obedience of Christ. Help us, Holy Spirit, do that. So clearly you see by this word that we will face ungodly thoughts and choices. When they come, we are to take them captive to the obedience of Christ. We are to hold them, we are to hold them to the pure cleansing fire of God and the water of the Word. Let me say it again. We are to hold them to the pure cleansing fire of God, like the Holy Spirit and the Word that He brings alive by the water of the Word. Whatever they are, do they line up with God's will? When they come, do not entertain them, but let them go in Jesus' name. Learning more and more, let go and let God. Tell these thoughts, these ideas, and purposes to go in Jesus' name. You as a believer, and me as a believer, we have that authority. And when you have those, you know, just say, Lord, put them under, you know, take them captive. Lord, get them out of here. Put it under the blood. And there's many times where that will just go away. Thoughts will go away. Usually they come in very subtle. And you go, well, that ain't something I want. No, I don't want to talk about it. No, I don't want to think about that. That's under the blood. I've been delivered of that. You just got to, you got to remind, you know, the old devil's hard-headed. And he's got to be reminded, and that's something the Lord has told me. You've got to remind him he's defeated. You've got to remind him I have all power and authority. When these thoughts come, they are from two sources, the flesh or the enemy. Both are truly enemies of our soul. Oh, yeah. Seems like they've got to be reminded all the time. Just like the flesh, you've got to remind the flesh, I am crucified with Christ. You're crucified. Flesh, you're dead, truly dead and buried, and we're risen to new life. But, brothers and sisters, praise God, the inner person has been changed, but we still deal with this flesh and the soul level until the day of redemption. But we can overcome, and Christ has overcome, and that we have hope. We have help, great hope, great help. We got Christ the advocate for us before the Father and all believers in the world. And he is our great high priest, and everything he's accepted by the Father by his all his nature and character and him being righteous and perfect and his shed blood. Then we have the comfort. We have the one who guides us and teaches us and admonishes us and is there for us, the Holy Spirit, praise God. Be on guard, brothers and sisters. For such a time as this, the enemy forces are working overtime to keep us from sharing the truth, trying to bring shame and condemnation on us, the true children of God. Is that when that comes, what should we be doing? We should remind them of the word. Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is no condemnation of those who are in Christ, who walk out the Spirit and not the Spirit. Flesh. Of course, again, that's talking about lifestyle. When it talks about walking or talks of path in the Word of God, that's speaking of lifestyle. Not like just taking a walk down the street, but your whole life. You see, when you give in, and all of us do sometime or another, we give in to temptation, even sin. Oh, what do we have? I mean, oh, we do have these two natures in us and face this each day. Clearly, in Galatians 5 tells us all about that. With us being born again and the Spirit-filled believers, there are two things are going for us. It is by the grace of God, the finished work of our Savior and Lord, we can even stand. We know that we do sin. We are not condemned. We stand in the righteousness of Jesus Christ by faith. Amen? Brothers, sisters, it is not by performance, but it is by faith we stand in Jesus, who he is and what he has done. We stand in the grace of God by faith. You, brothers and sisters, it is finished. The redemption of mankind was completed at the cross through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The only way our sin and shame and the separation from God to be reconciled is by the shed blood of the Lamb of God, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Amen? That's the only way. God's way. No other. We have the Holy Spirit of God living in us. He will let you know when you are thinking something we shouldn't be thinking or looking at something we should not be looking at or focus on or hearing something we should not be thinking. This is when we interact with others around us. This is by what we watch and hear each day through all the media sources. Where do you think all those are from? We have to be very alert and know when the enemy is tempting us or this evil world system or even our flesh. The enemy is old and crafty. He will attack you when you're tired and weak. We should remember that what Paul shared, when I'm tired, when I'm weak, Lord, you are strong in me. That's when we should be dependent on the Lord more. Sometimes that's a tough lesson or test to pass. In my walk with the Lord, I'm learning it more. We depend upon him even if we're tired and weak, that he is strong in us. He will attack you where you have had the most problem with temptation and sin. Amen. As these happen, and as God teaches us how to face and stand these temptations and sin, then the tests and trials come. Oh, yes, they will come. What we have to know, we can pass them with the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen? I pray we can. And if we do not, then the other thing we have going for us, the enemy fights this hard too, is repentance. Praise God for repentance. Amen. When the Holy Spirit comes to you, when you do sin, he will clearly point out to you that you should not be doing this or thinking this or acting this way. He will tell you and show you the truth of why this is sinful and wrong. Amen. When this happens, we as true believers will feel sorrowful and hurt from the pain of failing our Lord Jesus in this instant. We should have a broken heart and even feel angry at ourselves. We will ask the Lord, why do I do what should I not do? Then we know we have sinned. We go to the Word of God to be cleansed of this sin. Yes, we ask God to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all righteousness. His word says, when we do this from a sincere and humble heart, he is faithful to forgive. The next thing about repentance is turn away from that, which leads you to temptation and sin. Like when the Lord told Cain, sin is crouching at your doorstep. He tells He warns Cain. Sin is crouching at your doorstep. You don't need that. You don't need to let that sit there. You need to turn to me. Cain didn't listen. I pray that we do. Shut the door of your heart and mind to the sin crouching at the door of your heart and seal with the blood of Jesus. Amen? So yes, it truly matters what we think and do as believers in this evil, sinful world. Amen? So by the word of God, we will explore and learn the difference between the mind of the flesh and the mind of Christ. Amen? The lost and sinners of the world have only a mind of the flesh. Only focus on themselves and what they want. They will be focused on meeting their desires and appetites for the flesh. But we, brothers and sisters, are born again, spirit-filled, which has a great influence on us. We can have the mind of Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit bringing God's word alive in our life. With this mind of Christ, we can overcome temptation and sin we face daily. One of the greatest things we have going for us, brothers and sisters, we have the ability to say no to temptation, no to sin, and no to the flesh. We can say no to the thoughts that the enemy throws at us and tell them to go in Jesus' name. Amen? One thing the Lord has shown me clearly, as we have so much debate about different skin colors, different ethnic groups, different people, all that is superficial and temporary. What matters, there's two people in this world. There are believers in Jesus Christ and saved, and then there's unbelievers that are lost and sinful. That's the two kind of people in this world right now, and that's what matters. We want the ones that are lost and sinful to be saved and born again and become true believers. Because that's the only way you'll have forgiveness, saved, and eternal life in Christ, is to believe and trust Him, born again by the Spirit. And that's what the Lord has shown me clearly. There's only two kinds of people. Don't get caught up in all the different languages and the different ethnic groups and all that came out of the Tower of Babel. As they were trying to do something they shouldn't do as one unity. And what did man do? Try to do something evil. So anyway, it's that we are all in Christ. You know, male, female, slave, free man. You go to different groups of people, different skin colors and all. But we as believers are all in Christ. Amen. So let's look at God's word about this. First, the mind of the flesh. Okay? The first portion of the scripture is a real good picture how the mind of the flesh thinks. Okay? How the mind of the flesh thinks. Genesis 4:4-8. See this clearly. But Abel brought an offering of the finest firstborn of his flock and the fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and for his offering. But for Cain and his offering, he had no respect. So Cain became extremely angry, indignant, really upset. And he looked annoyed and hostile. And the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you so angry? And why do you look annoyed? If you do well, believing me and doing what is acceptable and pleasing to me, will you not be accepted? So I would say in this, they were told what kind of offering they were supposed to have. And if you do not, well, but ignore my instruction, sin crouches at your door. Its desire is for you to overpower you, but you must master it. Cain talked with Abel, his brother, about what God had said. And when they were alone working in the field, Cain attacked Abel, his brother, and killed him. What was he doing? Taking out his anger of what God did on his brother? His brother just did what the Lord said. And it upset Cain, and I guess for sure he knew he couldn't kill God. So he killed his brother. You see, as one sin leads to another, he was jealous, he was angry, he was indignant, he looked annoyed and hostile, and he had the attitude of the devil to steal, kill, destroy. Do you see, brothers and sisters, the mind of the flesh is mean, angry, gets jealous and prideful? This kind of thinking leads to murder. With this kind of thinking, sin crouches at our doors. With the flesh in control of our mind and body, it is capable of doing all kinds of evil. The flesh is out for itself and will be satisfied by whatever means. Doesn't matter who it hurts, even kill like Cain did. God have mercy. Now, literally, he did kill him. But even in your thoughts, it talks about if you hate your brother, and I do believe it's 1 John, is that you are murdering. If you hate someone, that's what the word it calls it. You know, you're murdering if you're hating somebody or thinking the thoughts, oh, I want them gone. I don't want them around here. When the flesh is in control, it will lead you into more sin. Let's look. Genesis 4, 9 through 11. It continues. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? Can you imagine? This is, as far as I know, the incarnation of Christ. He's here talking right there. He's, he's with Cain and Abel right there. Where is Abel, your brother? And then what do you do? Amen. Out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, and murder is one of them. Amen. So the Lord God comes to Cain and asks him, where's your brother? Where's Abel, your brother? And he what? He lied. Who's the father of lies? So you see what kind of nature all created people have because of what Adam and Eve did. Now do you see why you need a Savior? Now do you see why you need to be delivered and set free? Because this is the kind of nature and character you have. He lied and said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? Arrogant. And pride that he would say this to the Lord God, his creator, right there. And the Lord said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's innocent blood is crying out to me from the ground for justice. You know, he's trying to get him to a place that, he could get right. You know God knows what's happened, but he didn't. He lied. He got angry more, even at God. And this is what happened. And now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's shed blood from your hand. You see, from one temptation and sin will lead to others unless you repent. The other part of this, it leads to dire consequences too. Amen? This portion of Scripture shows us clearly a person with the mind of the flesh. Psalm 73, verses 6 through 9. Therefore, pride is their necklace. That'd be sort of like it talks about stiff-necked people that are prideful, religiously arrogant, or self-righteous. Violence covers them like a garment. That too. Like a long, luxurious robe. Sort of like what the Pharisees were wearing. Their eyes bulge from their fatness. They have more than the heart's desires. The imagination of their mind run riot with foolishness. They mock and wickedly speak of oppression, speak lawfully with malice. Not a good place to be. These are the kind of things that God does not like. He hates. They set their mouth against the heaven, and then their tongue swaggers through the earth. The Word of God tells us and shows us clearly that the mind of the flesh is about the person himself. The other point, that this person is against God and his kingdom. Amen? Proverbs 1, verse 22 says, how long, O naive one, you who are easily misled, will you love being simple-minded and undiscerning? We as believers have a gift called discernment. But people that are not believers, oh, they don't have that discernment. How long will you scoffers who ridicule and deride delight in scoffing? How long will fools who obstinately mock truth hate knowledge? Now, they're just not talking about, like, the knowledge of man. He's talking about the wisdom and knowledge of God. The ones who have a mind of the flesh are naive, easily misled, undiscerning. They delight in scoffing. They mock truth and hate godly knowledge. That is one of the signs we're in the last days of mockers and scoffers. Brothers, sisters, if any of us are doing this, let us repent and ask God to forgive us and turn to the Holy Spirit and ask for the mind of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs 17:20 says, he who has a crooked mind finds no good, and he who is perverted in his language falls into evil. The person with the mind of the flesh has a crooked mind, finds no good, and perverted in his or her language. Amen? Proverbs 18:2 says, a closed-minded fool does not delight in understanding, but only in revealing his personal opinion, unwittingly displaying his self-indulgence and his stupidity. The person with the mind of flesh is closed-minded, a fool, only in revealing his or her personal opinion, displaying the self-indulgent and his stupidity. You see, brothers and sisters, people with the mind of flesh, it will be all about them, their thoughts, their ways of doing something. Amen? Proverbs 23, verse 33. Your drunken eyes will see strange things. Oh, yeah. Open the door for the enemy, you get that way. Out of control. And your mind will utter perverse things, untrue things, and twisted things. For the mind of the flesh You'll be looking and thinking how to satisfy the flesh, drinking, drugs, sex, and all the evil appetites and desires. Amen? Proverbs 24, verse 2. For their minds plot violence, and their lips talk of trouble for the innocent. Like Cain, did these people with a mind, like Cain did, these people with a mind of the flesh will be jealous and prideful. They will even get mean and violent. A sign of the times we live in. How much more people are responding to anger and violence on the roads we drive, road rage, the streets you walk, people being attacked and beat up, the schools that our kids go to, violence and even bloodshed. This was prophesied, and the Lord knew how it would be in our time. These are all signs and happening because people are controlled by the flesh and the devil and not the Holy Spirit. God of mercy, amen. Ecclesiastes 2, verse 23. For all his days, his work is painful and sorrowful. Even at night, his mind does not rest. This, too, is vanity and worthless. The person with the mind of the flesh, it is very hard for them to find rest, even at night. Solomon says, this kind of pursuit is like vanity, worthless. Amen. Matthew 16, verse 23. Now you'll see as believers how, you know, we're talking about people that are, you know, lost and sinful and rebellious and wicked. Now it gets personal with, you know, people that are close to Jesus. And this is what he says. Matthew 16, verse 23. But Jesus turned and said to Peter, did he say, get behind me, Peter? No, he didn't. He said, get behind me, Satan, with an exclamation mark. You are a stumbling block to me, for you're not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of men. Over these last few years, how many people have set their mind on the things of man? Trusting man, trusting government, trusting religious people, trusting people in white coats. More than God? What are we thinking? You think they have their best for you, especially if they're not believers? No, no, no. Remember who they're controlled by. Not all of them, but we're supposed to trust the Lord and what he wants, not what man wants and Satan, what he's pushing. Wow. Even one of Jesus' trusted disciples, Peter, was thinking with the mind of the flesh. Look what Jesus said to him. Peter, you're a stumbling block to me. Oh, no, he said. He said, get behind me, Satan. You're a stumbling block to me. Now, I pray the Lord never says this to us, but it could happen. We, too, have our minds set on the things of man and not getting them on the things of God. Amen? The other point I want to make, look who influenced the mind of the flesh. Satan does. Amen. Mark, verse 33. Another version of this encounter. But turning around with his back to Peter and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter. So Mark is saying that turning around with his back to Peter and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter. saying, get behind me, Satan, for your mind is not set on God's will and his values and purposes, but what pleases men. A little bit different. More into it than how Matthew said it, but that's how any kind of testimony is of people. We all have a little bit different of what we've heard or how we present it. In Matthew, he said, and we too, I have to go back up here. He said, you are a stumbling block to me, for you have not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. Well, Mark makes it a little more, he describes it a little more. For your mind is not set on God's will or his values or purposes, but on what pleases man. Mark makes it even clearer. For your mind is not set on God's will or his values and purposes, but what pleases men. Now, that is very clear picture of how a person is with the mind of the flesh. And, of course, Peter learned his lesson, and he became a powerful man of God and apostle to serve his Lord. But see, we're all, the foolish things of this earth that God uses. That's what the Apostle Paul, the Holy Spirit showed. But God makes us his workmanship, his master art. You think about that. How? Through the life and blood of his Son and in the power of the Holy Spirit. John 5:38 says, you do not have his word, scripture, abiding in you, actually living in your hearts and minds. Now, why is God, is the Lord speaking to these people, mainly the Jewish people, the rabbis and all these people, the religious crowd, you could say, why do they not have it in their hearts and lives? Because you do not believe in him who he has sent, whom he has sent. You do not believe in him whom he has sent. The Son of God is saving these people. Don't even believe in the true living God, Yahweh, their Father. Mm-mm-mm. This word is a clear fact of a person with the mind of the flesh. You do not have the word of God in your heart and mind. I would say you don't read it much or study it much too. Amen? He continued in John 5:43. I have come in my Father's name with his, and you do not receive me because your minds are closed. But if another comes in his own name with no authority or power except his own, you receive him and give your approval, to an imposter. The mind of the flesh is a closed mind to the things of God. God have mercy. Now, by this word, we see why the people of the lost, dying world focus their heart and mind to the things of the world, and their flesh will be so easily deceived. We'll accept the imposter, the beast, the Antichrist, with open arms. God have mercy. Acts 14:2 says, but the unbelieving Jews who rejected Jesus as Messiah stirred up and embittered the minds of Gentiles against the believers. Mm-mm-mm. They're not trying to be godly. They're acting like the world. This is what the people with the mind of the flesh are doing in our world today. They are stirring up and embittering the minds of the lost against the believers. Amen? Romans 1:28. And since they did not set did not see fit to acknowledge God or considered him worth knowing as their creator. God then gave them over to depraved mind to do things which are improper and repulsive. People who shut out and reject the things of God, those who reject Christ as their Savior, then God will give them over to a depraved mind to do things which are improper and repulsive because that's what they want. God of mercy. Let's ask all you listening tonight, are we seeing this in our world today? Oh, yes, all over the world, just like the days of Noah and the days of Lot multiplied. Amen? By this portion of Scripture, the Apostle Paul, dealt with the mind of the flesh as we all do. Be encouraged, brothers and sisters, that we all face this. But to dealing with this, we are given an answer in wisdom to his question. Let's look right here now at at the time is 8:37. Amen, Lord. We are more than conquerors through Jesus who loves us. Christ who loves us. That's what Romans 8:37 is. Romans 7:22-24. For I joyfully delight in the law of God in my inner self with my new nature. But I see a different law and rule of action in the members of my body, in its appetites and desires, waging war against the law of my mind and subduing me and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is within my members. I know he uses the word law, but I would say I would like it better if he were to know the will and purpose in the word of God. Because, you know, that law brings law. Well, you got to keep the law. Well, we can't intercept. And pretty well, this is what Paul, the Apostle Paul, is saying. And he goes on to say in verse 24, wretched and miserable man that I am, with an exclamation point, who will rescue me and set me free from this body of death, this corrupt, mortal existence? This is the question to all of us. Do you want a mind that thinks clearly and godly in your life? I believe most people here tonight and in the archives do. Well, Paul gives the answer. Not just for him or us, but to all mankind. Romans 7, verse 25. And after all that Paul says about this, about dealing with trying to keep the law and talking about miserable and wretched and dealing with sin in his flesh, this is what he says, praise God. Be to God for my deliverance through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then on one hand, I myself with my mind serve the law of God, or God's word in truth, but on the other with my flesh, my human nature, my worldliness, and my simple capacity, I serve the law of sin. But the part for us as believers, and it's available for all of mankind, thanks be to God for my deliverance through Jesus Christ our Lord, not dependent on our performance. It's dependent on Jesus. And thank God for that. But we all be in a hell of a mess because none of us meet the standards of God and accepted by the Father. But in Christ we are. Hallelujah. You got to know your place. You got to rest. Let go and let God. And get it settled. Then you can move on in your life, the life that God gives. So we all still deal with these two natures. But thanks be to God for my deliverance through Jesus Christ our Lord. He has made it possible to put this flesh and the mind of flesh to be put to death, and that it does not control me anymore. Amen? That's the difference. It used to reign in our mortal body, but now Christ reigns. He's greater than our flesh and sin. Isn't that amazing? That's powerful. That's the power of the devil, and he's lost it. Christ came, and he destroyed the works of the devil. The whole thing is that you've got to realize it yourself. The only way you realize it yourself is get in the Word and see what the Holy Spirit's revealing. It's amazing when you study God's Word and the Holy Spirit reveals it to you. Then you understand it. Pretty simply, too. These next two scriptures show a clear contrast. Those controlled by the mind of the flesh and those controlled by the mind of Christ. Okay? Romans 8, verse 5. Glory to God. For those who are living according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh which gratify the body. Living. You see the word living. Now, like I said, every once in a while, I mean, there's places we stumble. We come to temptation and, you know, might say something wrong, might cut you off and say the wrong word or something like that. I don't condemn you because it's not dependent upon us. It's dependent of who Christ is, what he did, thank God. But those living according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit, his will and purpose. Overall, brothers and sisters, overall, as born-again believers, we all do. Now, we have some rough spots, and sometimes we'll walk away, but the Lord's there, or he'll come running after us. And then Romans 8, 6 says, as Romans 5, talking about living again, that means lifestyle. Now, the mind of the flesh is death. What kind of death? Both now and forever. Well, that's serious. Because it what? It pursues sin. But the mind of the Spirit is life in peace. The spiritual well-being that comes from walking with God both now and forever. Living according, walking with God, lifestyle. Hallelujah. Both now and forever. Very clear by God's word, what are results of thinking with the mind of the flesh is death both now and forever. God have mercy. The mind of Christ, the mind of the Spirit of God is life and peace. The spiritual well-being that comes from walking with God both now and forever. Amen. So in your choices, it's going to be one way or the other. God's made it simple. Oh, yeah, a lot of people say, well, I got free will. Well, you better know what you're supposed to be doing with that free will. It's better defining Jesus and have life and peace, spiritual well-being, come walking from with God both now and forever through your faith alone in Christ and born again. You don't want the other part because it has a forever thing on it too. But it ain't life. It's death. It's an evil in existence. God have mercy. Let me ask you a question. As you see this truth from God, do you want? I mean, you know, you wonder sometimes, but of course, you know, people can't, they can't see until, you know, their eyes, their spiritual eyes are open, their spiritual ears are open, and that we pray that the Lord take the blinder off the eyes the enemy puts on. And when you hear these choices, even in common sense, which one would you want? Life eternal or death eternal with the devil and the demons of hell? Well, I don't want that. I pray nobody out there wants that. I pray you choose very wisely. Amen. Romans 8, verse 7. The mind of the flesh, with its sinful pursuits, is actively hostile to God. It does not submit itself to God's law since it cannot. There you go. You can't. It does not line up how God is. It lines up how the devil is. The last scripture about the mind of the flesh clearly shows its sinful pursuits and actively hostile toward God. God have mercy. So by the word of God, we see clearly the mind of the flesh is all about self. It is about the flesh and the flesh being gratified in whatever the lustful, prideful desires and appetite want. It wants. It wants. It will get this gratification. Doesn't matter who it steps on or hurts, it is all about self. The mind of the flesh thinks of evil thoughts, lustful thoughts, jealous and prideful, rejects the things of God and the Son of God, Jesus Christ, even hostile toward the true living God. God have mercy. So this should not be part of any part of us. This should not be any part of us, brothers and sisters. If it is, please let us repent and ask the Lord for the mind of Christ in our lives. Amen. So with this, all this gloom and doom in the flesh, there is hope. There is great hope for us as believers in Jesus Christ. Let's look what kind of mind we are to have. Amen. Glory to God. Now, this is the encouraging part. We praise the Lord. The caption for this word, the mind of Christ. Well, hallelujah. That's what we're talking about. Acts 17, verse 11. Now, these people were more noble, open-minded than those in Thessalonica. So they received the message of salvation through faith in the Christ with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Look at the characteristics of those with the mind of Christ. Totally opposite of the ones with the mind of the flesh. Number one, more noble and open-minded. Amen. Number two, receive the message of salvation through faith in the Christ with great eagerness. Amen. And number three, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Amen. Amen. Praise God. These are all available for us. These are all available for us now with the mind of Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15, verse 5. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now may the God who gives endurance and who supplies encouragement grant that you be the same mind one another according to Christ Jesus. That we have the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus. The same love, the same righteousness, the same wisdom, the same mercy and grace. Amen. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16. For who has known the mind and purposes of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ to be guided by his thoughts and purposes. By God's word right here, we have the mind of Christ. Let's see this now and believe this and not the lies of the devil or the flesh or world. Let us apply this to our mind, heart, life in Jesus' name. Amen. Philippians 1, verse 27. Only be sure to lead your lives in a manner that will be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I do come and see you or remain absent, I will hear about you that you're standing firm in one spirit and one purpose with one mind, striving side by side as if in combat for the faith of the gospel. That means putting your life on the line. That means being there for one another. Just like men in the foxholes during wars. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you are doing this in our lives. We pray, Lord Jesus, to help us accomplish this through your word and the Holy Spirit, that for the faith of the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. Philippians 2, verse 2. Make my joy complete by being of the same mind, having the same love toward one another, knit together in spirit, intent on one's purpose, living a life that reflects your faith and spreads the gospel, the good news regarding salvation through faith in Christ. We as believers pray this for all of us who love the Lord Jesus Christ and want the good news of the gospel to keep going forth. In Jesus' name, amen. For such a time as this, very desperate and urgent time. Philippians 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus is yours. That's encouraging, isn't it? This is the truth. This is what you have. You're at peace with God. You're fulfilled. You've become what the Lord wants you to be. His will and purpose for you. All in his Son. So part of this having the mind of Christ is the peace of God that stands guard over our hearts and minds is yours. Amen. That is awesome. That is awesome to know and hope. It encourages you tonight and all in the archives with all the turmoil and chaos, with all the things that bring fear and stress in this world now. We as believers have peace in our hearts and minds. With all that is happening in the world, where you live could be over in an instant. We as believers in Christ Jesus, we do not fear death because our Savior and Lord has overcome death. So that one who of the greatest things of God, we have peace now as we live and peace for the future in eternity because we trust Jesus who holds everybody's future in his hand. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, all listening tonight and in the archive, can you say this? Can you say you have this kind of peace and assurance? If you face death tonight, you take your last breath, do you have this peace? That you will go home to heaven. If you can't answer yes, then you need Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord. And then you will be able to sleep at night and face this evil, dark world we live in now. You will have the kind of peace we have, to live as Christ and to die as gain. Amen. Colossians 3, verse 16 says, let the spoken word of Christ have its home within you, dwelling in your heart and mind, permeating every aspect of your being. As you teach spiritual things and admonish and train one another with all wisdom, singing songs and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Brothers, sisters, these are the things we should be thinking about in our mind. We all have the mind of Christ should have the words of Christ in our mind, the things of God in our hearts and minds. Amen? With this study and lesson, it has shown us, I'm trying to correct something to make it understandable. With this study and lesson, it has shown us the influence of the Holy Spirit and how important it is to us to be able to have the mind of Christ. Amen? Let's look. John 16, verses 7 through 15. Let me get a drink. But I tell you the truth, in verse 7 in John, but I tell you the truth, it is your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby, will not come to you. But if I go, I'll send him, the Holy Spirit, to you to be in close fellowship with you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world about the guilt of sin and the need of a Savior and about the righteousness and about judgment, about sin and the true nature of it, because they do not believe in me and my message. Okay, that is for the people that are lost, sinful, unbelievers. Now, the next part, what else does he do? About righteousness, personal integrity, and godly character. Because I'm going to the Father, you will no longer see me. So that's about us as believers, what he's going to be showing and teaching us about. And then the last part, about judgment, the certainty of it. Because the ruler of this world, Satan, has been judged and condemned. Praise God. This is what God was doing. He come to defeat the enemy. He come to defeat the one that wants to steal, kill, and destroy you. He destroyed the works of the devil by the power of the Holy Spirit and by giving his life and shedding his blood. Victory. Hallelujah. That he wants us to know. He's a defeated foe, and God is victorious. And we're victorious in him by the power and authority of his name, by his spirit, and his shed blood and our faith in him. He continues, I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear to hear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. Full and complete truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but he will speak whatever he hears from the Father, the message regarding the Son. And he will disclose to you what is to come in the future. You're not going to be caught off guard. He reveals what our Father, what our Savior's doing. Oh, praise God. What else will he do? And what we should be learning to do ourselves. He will glorify and honor me because he, the Holy Spirit, will take from what is mine and will disclose it to you. He will have the heart of the Father. He will have the heart of the Son. And he will share how much love they have for us and what we need to know. And how we are to live and to grow and mature as believers. And finally, to the part that we will be resurrected and glorified. The same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives in us. Isn't that amazing? Hard to believe sometimes, but it is true. All things that the Father has are mine. Because of this, I said that he the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, will take from what is mine and reveal it to you. So he wants you to know this clearly because he repeats it. Anytime the Lord repeats it, and especially three times, he wants it to stick. Amen. Hallelujah. It's 15. The Word of God, and Jesus clearly tells us that to have his mind, it is going to be by the Holy Spirit. He, the Holy Spirit, will take from what is mine, or you could say Christ's mind, and reveal it to you. Amen. Praise God. Now we move to Romans chapter 8, 10 through 16. Oh, praise God, this wisdom and revelation and knowledge God reveals to us for such a time as this. Romans 8, 10 through 16. If Christ lives in you, though your natural body is dead because of sin, your spirit is alive. Amen. Because we are born again by the Spirit by our faith in Jesus. That has happened. And that is forever. Not a jump in and jump out thing. No. When the Spirit shows up, he stays. Thank God. Because the Spirit of life, because of righteousness, which he provides. Who provides? The Holy Spirit? Not ourselves. At least anybody be foolish to boast. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, oh, get excited now. He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit who lives in you. That's telling you, you're not going to stay mortal. You're not going to be corruptible. You are going to be righteous and immortal. That means eternal. Praise God. Isn't it exciting to hear what God's word says and he shares with us compared to some watered-down thing of men not led by the Spirit that tries to put all the works and traditions, make you tired and weary and seem like there is no life or any hope. Thank God he has revealed the truth to us, all that are listening and looking and watching and hearing what the Spirit is saying in these days about our glorious Savior, Jesus Christ. Because of this now, he moves on. So then, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but not to our flesh, our nature, our human nature, our worldliness, our sinful capacity to live according to the impulses of the flesh, our nature without the Holy Spirit. For if you're living according to the impulses of the flesh, you are going to die. But if you're living by the power of the Holy Spirit, you are habitually lifestyle, putting to death the sinful deeds of the body, you will really live forever. For all who are allowing deeds of the body, for all that are allowing themselves to be led by the Spirit of God are sons and daughters of God. For you have not received the spirit of slavery. Who the Son sets free, it's free indeed. Freed from? Sin? Death? Hell? The grave? Second death? Lake of fire? Oh, hallelujah. Afflictions? Diseases? Deliverance from any spiritual things? Reconciled to God? Oh, hallelujah. Now, that's freedom. That's real freedom. And what kind of spirit of slavery? So I guess there's another spirit we need to be praying against. We pray against the spirit of fear, we're going to be praying against the spirit of slavery. Leaning again to fear of God's judgment. But you have received the spirit of adoptions as sons and daughters, the spirit producing sonship and daughtership, by which joyfully cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies and confirms together with our spirit, assuring us that we believers are children of God. So by the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, in our hearts and life, he helps us to put to death the mind of the flesh and have the mind of Christ in our lives now. Amen? Galatians 5:16 says, but I say, walk what? Habitually, lifestyle, with the help of the Holy Spirit and knowing God's word. In the Holy, seek him and be responsive to his guidance. And then you will certainly not carry out the desires of your sinful nature, which responds impulsively without regard for God and his precepts. Brothers, sisters, he's talking to the church. He's talking to believers. So be encouraged. We all go through this. I truly believe this is part of our suffering. As we're born again believers, still in this flesh, that God can show us how powerful he is to us and to all the principalities and powers and the devil himself. He's showing them. Truthfully, God is showing out, and they are amazed, and sometimes don't even believe it, but it's true. This means in your life and in your mind, walk and think habitually a lifestyle in the Holy Spirit. Seek him and be responsive to his guidance. Very good direction and wisdom. I don't know about you, but this one I need to do much better. Be responsive to his guidance. We all need to. The Lord has our best interest for us because he loves us. So we should be most certainly trusting the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen? Galatians 5:22 through 26 says, glory to God. Now this is the truth. But the fruit, what comes through the Spirit of God in us and our new nature and new life is this. But the fruit of the Spirit, the result of his presence within us, love has amplified says that, is love. What is love? What kind of love God has? Unselfish concern for others. Joy. Inner peace. Patience. Not the ability to wait, but how we act while waiting. Kindness. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law, because that is God's perfect nature and character. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature together with its passions and appetites. If we claim to live by the Holy Spirit, we must also walk by the Spirit with personal integrity, godly character, moral courage, our conduct empowered by the Holy Spirit, lifestyle. That's what that means. Walk, lifestyle. And that has come in our life. We are new creations in Jesus. By faith, that has happened. On the day of redemption, it will be fulfilled totally. We won't even walk by faith no more. It will be reality. Amen. We must not become conceited, challenging or provoking one another, envying one another, because that's the attitude of the flesh. That's the attitude of the world and the devil. Don't be jealous. Don't be arrogant. Be humble. Walk the way in the path of our Savior did. Amen. Very clear, brothers and sisters. This should be the kind of fruit we are producing. And whatever man thinks, that is what he is. You think the things of God and of Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit, then you have the mind of Christ. And this is the kind of fruit we need in our lives. Amen? So we see clearly by God's word that we need the mind of Christ and not the mind of the flesh. We must not become conceited, challenging or provoking one another and envying one another. That's what the devil in the flesh wants us to do. We are to think the things of God and know his word and study his word daily. We need the Holy Spirit to be able to have the mind of Christ. And when we fail to have the mind of Christ and choose the flesh in its simple ways and desires, that we have him telling us to repent and get your mind back on God in Christ and see your mistakes, learn what to do when this temptation comes again, that we can overcome in the tests and trials we face. One other thing about this, when we do pass the test, praise the Lord. And when you stumble in temptation and sin, you repent again, thank him and praise him for his mercy and grace, and that he is faithful to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Amen. Finish with these three scriptures. Finish with these three scriptures. Romans 12, verse 2. Be not conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed, progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourself what the will of God is, that what is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you. Do not let your mind be conformed to this world or your flesh, but let your mind be renewed daily in the things of God by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 1 Peter 1, verse 13. So prepare your minds for action. Be completely sober in spirit, steadfast, self-disciplined, spiritually, and morally alert. Fix your hope completely on the grace of God that is coming to you when Jesus Christ is revealed. That means the completion of redemption, a call to action to have the mind of Christ so we're able to stand for such a time as this. These last days, the times and seasons of our Lord's return for us. Amen. The last one is for us now, as our Lord knew what we would face in the time we live. With all the technology to lead to distractions and temptation, all the ones who are stumbling blocks for you to sin, from people in your life or cross your path to social media and the internet, the Lord knew, let us take heed because it is very real. Titus 2, 11 through 14, praise his name forever. For the remarkable, undeserved grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, women, children, and men, for all of us created children. And what does the grace of God teach us? A license to lie? No. That's a lie of the devil and man. It teaches us to reject ungodliness and worldly immoral desires and to live sensible, upright, and godly lives, life with a purpose that reflects spiritual maturity in this present age. Help us, Lord. Awaiting and confidently expecting the fulfillment of our blessed hope. Hallelujah. What is our blessed hope? And the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus. Appearing? That's him coming for us. The church and the bride. We should know what that means. He's going to be in the sky. And we're going to go up to him. Who willingly gave himself to be crucified on our behalf to what? Redeem us and purchase our freedom from all wickedness and to purify for himself a chosen and very special people to be his own possession who are enthusiastic for doing what is good. You see how special you are? Chosen and special because you've not rejected God's love through his son Jesus. But you believe and trust him. And you have been born again by the Spirit where you're able to fly away, be chained to the twinkle of an eye, resurrected and glorified like our glorious Savior before us. He made the path and way. We are to believe and trust him, and this glorious day is coming. Amen. The mind of Christ forever. Praise God. You know, from the mind of Christ and the Holy Spirit, there's a better word. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. Hear what the word of God, hear what the Spirit is saying through the mind of Christ in us. And be encouraged and understand how much God loves you. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. Oh, hallelujah. There's a better word from the Lord. How does it come? Listen to this song. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your blood is healing everyone. Your blood making all things new. Your blood speaks a better word. Amen, we believe it. Your blood, the measure of my worth. Your blood, more than I deserve. Your blood, the better word. Speak the better word. Hallelujah. It's singing out with life. Hallelujah. What else is doing? Shouting down the line. Hallelujah. Who it echoes through the night. The precious blood of Christ. Speak the better word. Speak the better word. Amen. Your blood, a robe of righteousness, your blood, my hope and my defense, your blood forever covers me. Hallelujah. Forever covers me. What's it doing? It's singing out with life. It's shouting down the line. Hallelujah. Oh, it echoes through the night. The precious blood of Christ speaks the better word. Speaks the better word. It's calling out my name. Thank you, Lord. He's breaking every chain. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, it's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Yes, a better word. Hear the Spirit speaking. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. What else is doing? It's rewriting my history. Yours too. It covers me with destiny. Amen. It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ. It's rewriting my history. Amen. It covers me with destiny. Oh, yeah. It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ is rewriting my history. Amen. It covers me with destiny. It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ. It's singing out with life. Amen. It's shouting down the line. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, it echoes through the night. The precious blood of Christ. Breathing out life. Yes, it is. It's shouting down the line. Amen. It echoes through the night. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. It's calling out my name. Amen. Hallelujah. It's speaking every chain. Thank you, dear King. It's making all things right. It's the blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. Whoa. Whoa. Nothing's right. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. Whoa. Whoa, whoa, making all things right. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that beautiful? Praise his name forever. That's what the mind of Christ is telling us now. Of who he is. And what he has done and he's doing. It's absolutely amazing. Isn't that exciting? What the first part of it says. It's singing out with life. It's shouting down the lies of the world and the devil. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. It's calling out my name. Do you hear the Lord calling your name? And it's breaking every chain, everything that we deal with. The living word of God is making all things right. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this is for us as believers. This word is to be encouragement. And this word is to be a warning to all who reject God's love through his Son. I pray you come to know Christ. I pray you hear the Spirit speaking to you if you do not know him tonight. as he moves upon you, as he urges you, encourages you, and tells you the days we're living. You need to do this. But soon, this time will be over, and judgment will come. It won't be so easy to meet Christ then. Well, in the times we live, that we rejoice, Jesus, only Jesus, as we see it more and more clearly, it is all about the Son of God. John the Baptist had it right. I have to decrease so that he increases, and that we need to understand that in our life. That we decrease, this old man in flesh that is supposed, you know, that we should understand is dead, is crucified. And that he increases his life and his spirit in us. Amen. Jesus, praise God, only Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's right, Brother Andrew. Oh, hallelujah. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. Has the power to raise the dead. Who can save from our sin? He is our hope, our righteousness. Jesus. Only Jesus. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The blind to see, who holds the key that set us free. He paid it all to bring us peace. Amen. Jesus, only Jesus, holy King Almighty, Lord, saints and angels adore. I join with them and bow before Jesus, only Jesus. Amen. Can command the highest praise, who has a name above all names. You stand alone, I stand amazed. Jesus, only Jesus. Amen. Holy King Almighty, Lord, saints and angels all adore. I join with them and bow before Jesus, only Jesus. Man, highest praise, your name is above all names. You stand alone, I stand amazed. Jesus, only Jesus. Jesus, only Jesus. Holy King Almighty, Lord, saints and angels all adore. I join with them and bow before Jesus, only Jesus. King Almighty, Lord, saints and angels all adore. I join with them and bow before Jesus, only Jesus. And highest praise, your name above all names. Stand alone, I stand amazed. Jesus, only Jesus. Jesus, only Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Only him, brothers and sisters. Only him. Praise God. And these brothers here are stand amazed. How about being overwhelmed by who God is and who he is to us? Oh, praise his name. Overwhelmed. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. With all these wonderful songs we put in our lives, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I see the work of your hand, galaxies spin in the heavenly dance. Oh God, all that you are is so overwhelming. Amen. If you hear your voice, all at once is a gentle and thundering noise. Oh God, all that you are is so overwhelming. Amen. I delight myself in you, captivated by your beauty. I'm overwhelmed by you. And God, I run into your arms, unashamed because of mercy. I'm overwhelmed by you. Amen. Glory to God. Know the power of your cross. Forgiven and free forever, you'll be my God. And all that you've done is so overwhelming. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I delight myself in you, in the glory of your presence. I'm overwhelmed by you. And God, I run into your arms, unashamed because of mercy. I'm overwhelmed by you. Amen. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful, oh God. This is so beautiful. You are beautiful. And you are so beautiful. You are beautiful. You are wonderful, oh God. There is no one wonderful. You are wonderful. And you are most wonderful. Amen. You are glorious. You are glorious. Oh God, there is no one glorious. You are glorious. But you're also glorious. Amen. Delight myself in you. in the glory of your presence. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by you. And God, I run into your arms, unashamed because of mercy. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you. Hallelujah. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you. Amen. Yes, Lord. No, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, oh, beautiful. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Man, I tell you, God has shown up. It has been wonderful and amazing what God has revealed tonight. It is amazing what these songs say to us. You see the word. Let me go back. It talks about you stand amazed, the great I am, and now overwhelmed. And then look what it says here. It's so powerful. And know this is true, that you can do this. I delight myself in you, in the glory of your presence. Brothers and sisters, his presence is right here within us. I'm overwhelmed by you. And God, I run into your arms. Why can you run into God's arms? Because he loves us. And we're forgiven. And we're made righteous. And that you can come unashamed because of his mercy given to us, his grace given to us, his love given to us. What a wonderful, awesome, loving, mighty God, living God, that he wants us to live and live with him forever. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that powerful? Oh, hallelujah to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lion of Judah. Hallelujah to our glorious Savior and King that's coming. How much love does the Father have for you? What did Jesus say? He said, when you see me, you see the Father. You see what I do. He do the same for. He's identified what I have done. And that's the kind of love he has for us, that he gave his only begotten son. Whoever you are, will believe in him, will not perish but have eternal life. Oh, hallelujah to you, Lord. All right. Let's get into the prayers here before we finish up tonight. Y'all got any other prayer requests? I'll share some of these. We're praying for... Again, I remind you, we're praying. This one's important for our sis Brenda, her sister Pam. We're praying for her veins to be cleaned and cleared out. Amen, brother. I know what you mean. Me too. It's going to be so exciting and so overwhelming, it seems like it will be too. What kind of love our God has for us. And he has the scars to prove it. What are we going to do when we see the scars that he took for us? I don't see how many of us will be standing. But anyway, we pray for Sis Pam. We're praying for her veins to be cleared and God would heal her body. And it's a serious thing. They're saying aneurysm, but we know the Lord has the final word. We're praying for her in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're praying for Brother Al and for Al Henley and the Henley family and the Wallace family of his wife. We called her Sis Sunshine, but her name was Dorothy. as she has gone home to the Lord, and they're having the memorial service and showing respect to her. We pray for, you know, safe travels and a wonderful service and memorial service that definitely the gospel of Christ is shared. And it should be a wake-up call for anybody that goes there, if you don't know the Lord, that this is real and it can happen. Are you ready? Are you prepared? We're praying for baby Luke and for healing for a fever and cold, and we're praying for Sister Sunshine for healing of cold and all that goes with it in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're praying for our daughter-in-law as she is pregnant with another great grandbaby coming. But she's had a rough time with morning sickness. We're praying that that would settle down and she would get relief in Jesus' name. We're praying for a young lady named Nicole to come home to Jesus. It is one of the other older lady's daughter, and she's sort of running for the Lord, and she needs to run to the Lord. We're praying for Lanita's husband, Nino, for healing of his eyes in the name of Jesus. We're praying for, we've had a lot of problems with people's cars here. A lot of, you know, like little things that, you know, keep you from going and transportation and all that. We're praying that the Lord shows favor and blessing. I hope the same for y'all. We're praying for dependable and working vehicles. We're praying for our brother Tim and God's mercy, favor, and justice as we, as his brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, have sent letters to the judge and his stand of showing what kind, how this man has changed, and that the Lord, I mean, that the judge would show mercy and leniency, and that Brother Tim would be able to come home and be with his wife and children. We're praying for Pastor Ryan, or another brother in Christ, a pastor here, for all that he's going. He wants strength and refreshing. He has a lot going on, like many of us do. We're praying for Sis Brenda. She's doing something very special, very powerful, I say, and definitely has to be with the help of the Holy Spirit. She is doing a 40-day fast for that she would edify and lift up people around her, but mainly toward me, and not tear down. Boy, we all need to get a hold of that, don't we? We're praying for DJ's sons, Luke and Mac, for comfort and peace. And Luke had a rough day, and he dropped his phone in a water puddle, and he thinks he's lost all the pictures. We're praying that he recovers the pictures, of even, you know, more about the phone, but at least recover the pictures about family and his children and stuff. We ask you for your prayers as we're getting ready to have the St. Paddy's event, and for help and supplies and witness, and we're going to be praying for people. We've been called to be a light. We've been called to go out in our community and share Jesus and share the gospel of Jesus. Yes, they are. You're right, brother. They are demonically influenced. They have ideas and things that are not of the Lord. You got to be very careful of what, you know, kind of games and stuff you play. I mainly only play things that are with trivia. You know that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? But I play for the trivia. I don't, you know, about the coins or whatever, anything like that. But it's about the trivia. But, you know, you just be is what God shows you. Yes, you're right, says Connie. And there, yeah, they are. The technology, these things that distract you and all, no, don't you think they're from the enemy? They are. They really are. So that's the prayers. And we're going to pray in the name of Jesus. Y'all have any other prayer requests tonight that I could put up here that I need to add? Amen, brother. Yeah, there's some good games. Some of the, you know, the some of the older ones, you know, they really are. That's one thing that I've had, you know, that's been, that I enjoy is the tribute. You'd be surprised at Billionaire, your algorithm. If you're talking about and thinking things about God, guess what kind of questions come up? It's amazing. I mean, some of the questions that are from the scriptures, I mean, very clear that, you know, the answers is God's word. I mean, there's no, that's the answers. It's amazing. Whatever you're speaking, that's the kind of the kind of subject or things that come up. You see it everywhere, anywhere from you know, your emails or YouTube. It, you know, boom, it comes up. Whatever you focus on. Amen. Praise God. That's good, sis. Praise God. We rejoice with you. I hope things are getting better with you and your husband Rick. We've been praying for reconciliation and praying that he treats you like God expects him to treat you. He has a responsibility, and he'll answer to God for, you know, that part about treating you and pray that he is right with the Lord, and, you know, and some of the things that he's doing, he can be forgiven, just like I just talked about tonight, that you can ask God to forgive you and repent and get on the way you're supposed to go. Amen? Well, we're thankful for that. Well, let's pray so I'll have time to finish up with this one more beautiful song as we finish like Sister Danette does, All Things, and it's beautiful what it talks about, what God has done. Father, we thank you and praise you tonight. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for these prayer requests, Father. Lord, we pray for especially for Sister Danette and baby Luke. We pray for healing in the name of Jesus. We pray that you would touch them and heal them and refresh them and strengthen them. Lord God, we pray for our sister and Sister Brenda's real sister, Pam. We pray that you would cleanse her veins and take away any chance of any kind of aneurysm. We pray that you would touch her and heal her of all this stuff, of what these medicines and stuff have done to her. And we pray for healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for Brother Al and for his family, the Henley family. We pray for the Wallace family as their sister in Christ, Sis Sunshine, has come home to you. And it will be joy to reunite with her and rejoice with her with you when we get there, Lord. But for now, I pray for comfort. I pray for peace. I pray that the message of salvation would come and people would come to Jesus, even at a place like that, a memorial, and that life is right before you, a breath away. But Lord, that somebody would understand this is real, and then I had to get right with God. Father, we thank you and praise you. We pray for Euphoria. We pray for her morning sickness and that you would touch her and that you would relieve, Lord, and that she would be able to have some comfort and peace and good health for her and her baby, great-grandbaby that's coming. We pray for Nicole, Father. We pray that she understands, like the prodigal, it don't pay to run from God. It is smart to know who her God is and the one who loves her, and she would turn and go back to him. And when he sees her coming, he'll run after him, just like the story of the prodigal, as the father sees the son coming, and like the lost sheep, and Jesus is the shepherd going after the little lamb, as the picture that Sister Brenda gave me. It shows exactly what kind of love God has for us. Lord, we pray for Lenita's husband, Nino. We pray for healing of his eyes in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we continue to pray for the people's vehicles and cars. We pray for favor and blessing from you, and I pray that you would make our cars dependable and working in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for our brother Tim as he's facing things of what in his life he's had, and it seems like it's come back. But, Lord, I pray that you show mercy, favor, and your justice before the judge as we share our hearts about our brother Tim, and it will make him be merciful and lenient toward Tim, where he's able to have a suspended sentence or be able to have community service and be home with his wife and his daughters. Lord God, we pray for Pastor Ryan. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would strengthen him, refresh him, and be with him as he travels, he's going to travel to California. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, you help him with all that's going on, and that by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that he is not doing it alone, that others will help him at his church in Jesus' mighty name. Yes, that's right, brother. We plead the blood of Jesus over my vehicle, household, and my brothers, sisters, and the Lord. We agree with you in the name of Jesus. We pray for Sis Brenda as she's going through this 40-day fast of what God's put on her heart to edify and encourage me and other people around her, and that we would learn from this that we all need to edify one another, encourage one another, and not tear down, but to build up. We get enough of that from the world and from the old devil. We as believers should not be doing that. Father, we pray for Luke and Mac and DJ's sons for comfort and peace. And Lord, I pray for Luke that you would help him recover the pictures that are so special to him. And even his phone be great too, Lord. And that they understand as God's people pray, God intervenes. And Lord, we pray for the St. Patty event, something that Victor used to enjoy, and that we continue with this mission and vision. And Lord, we pray for help. We pray for witness and in prayer and supplies, and already things are happening how you're bringing it together. And Lord, that we will be a light and a witness and understand that even St. Patrick, what he really stood for, is Christ, and that we will stand for Christ too. And we praise and honor you for everything. Lord, we thank you for tonight, this glorious message and truth, that we have a mind of Christ, and that we are victorious over the mind of the flesh and the flesh itself because of your love, your mercy and grace, and of the Holy Spirit in our lives that leads us and guides us and teaches us and fills us. And be not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind by the Spirit in your living word, Lord. We're very grateful for this night. We thank you we can come together. We praise and honor you for your worth and know that we are new creations in Christ through you, Lord. Our faith in you, Lord Jesus, and by the power and the life of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for everything, Lord. We thank you for this night, and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I finish up tonight with this beautiful song, all things are new, brothers and sisters. God makes all things new. You're not the same anymore. Know this and know how wonderful the Lord is as we finish up tonight. Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. He's done this for all of us. All you're going through in your faith. That's the kind of loving God he is. Heard you can take what's broken and make it whole again. Well, here's the pieces of my heart. What do you do with them? Because I can't hold them all together anymore. Hallelujah. So I let them fall, surrender to the floor. What does he do? You make all things new. Thank you, Lord. You make all things new. God of mercy and love, do what only you can do. You make all things new. Only you can bring such beauty from the depths of all my pain. Only you can take this shattered heart and make it beat again. Oh, you hold us all together in your hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And I surrender all I have and all I am. Help us, Lord. You make all things new. Hallelujah. You make all things new. God of mercy and love, you do what only you can do. You make all things new. Amen. Hallelujah. From the ashes, from the dust, I will rise up, rise up. Out of darkness, into the light, I will rise up. Rise up from the ashes, from the dust I will rise up, rise up. Out of darkness, into the light I will rise up, rise up. You make all things new. You make all mercy and love, do what only you can do, and you make all things, all things, you make all things new. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're so amazed. We're so stand in awe and overwhelmed by who you are and what you've done in our lives because of your love, mercy, and grace. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Well, bless you, Brother Andrew and Eustace, Connie. And we miss this Jeanette, but we pray for her. We pray for all who are listening by phone or Skype or Facebook. Understand that we are new. We've been made new. We have new life. We have new heart. Spirit's been made alive, and we have the mind of Christ. The Holy Spirit helps us renew our minds daily. Let us listen and respond to him as he shows us how to live and how to respond in every different situation we face. And praise God, our glorious Savior keeps his words and promises. So he's coming soon to take us home. But until then, that we will serve him well and that we will be a light and a witness as he leads and guides us in this life. And we give him all the glory and praise for his word. And I thank God for each one of you. And I pray that his blessing and his joy and his peace and his strength, his wisdom, his anointing of the Spirit, and his love, most of all, is within your lives and your family. And we thank God for your love and prayers. We thank you for your encouragement and your kind words. And you being brothers and sisters along with each other, praying for one another, caring about one another, and loving each other as Christ loves us and taught us. Amen. Well, y'all have a great night, and praise God, a great weekend. And we'll see. As these days keep approaching, it's going to get interesting. But know that the Lord has everything in control, and he will come for us in his perfect way and time. And take us home. And what a glorious day that'll be. All right, y'all have a great rest of the night and weekend. And we say shalom and goodbye. Shalom and goodbye, good night, and God bless. Shalom and goodbye. Bless y'all. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.